So according to the mystical gospel of John, eternal life is, as John 17:3 says, knowing God. This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Yeshua the Messiah, whom you have sent. Knowing God, the only true God, and the one he has sent, his anointed servant. So our goal, and our goal in evangelism, is to know God and to know his Messiah, and to make God known and to make his Messiah known. It's that simple. I would suggest that what we mean when we ask someone, are you saved? What we really mean is this, do you know God? And not do you know about God, but do you know God? The prophet Jeremiah says, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. Knowing God in Greek thought would probably be theoretical, cerebral, formulaic, quantifiable. Do you understandable? Do you have the correct creed, the correct doctrinal formulation, the correct belief? This type of knowing arises from the Platonic schools of Greek thought, where God was not a person that was interacted with, but a force, an organizing principle, a logos, something to be apprehended, I suppose. But in the Torah worldview, God is relational. He is a personality to be known, to be experienced, and interacted with. In Hebraic thought, to know is not just to possess knowledge, it is experiential and relational. But how does one know an invisible God? And the answer is by knowing that which he has revealed of himself. Torah is an avenue toward this knowledge. Every commandment of the Torah is a piece of God's revelation, a piece of godliness distilled into human language, distilled into a commandment. This is a concept developed in Torah Club Volume 5. For example, take the fallen donkey. The Torah says, if you see your enemy's donkey fallen, you are not to pass him by, you are to help him. You are to help him up. This isn't human wisdom. It's a piece of godliness, a revelation of who God is. And as we study that, and more importantly, when we put it into action, when we actually extend that hand to help our enemy, we are experiencing God, knowing God, and revealing God. How does one know the invisible God? By knowing his word, his living word, his logos, that which he has revealed of himself, the great revelation of his son Yeshua, in whom the fullness of divinity dwells in bodily form. Yeshua is the revelation of God. The Master tells us that to know him, to experience him, is to know the Father. And when we know the Master, we know God. When we obey the Master, we are obeying the Torah and knowing God. So when we're talking about being saved, it's not an intellectual assent to some creed or theological construction. We're talking about knowing God, whom we know through the revelation of his Son, who removes our sin, cleanses us, forgives us, and brings us into relationship with God. In short, who gives us the good benefits of the kingdom of heaven, right now. And that's being saved. What is the goal of being saved? The goal of being saved is the new covenant, the kingdom of heaven on earth. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 33 to 34 describes the new covenant of the kingdom of heaven. And that's what evangelism is all about. It's Torah stuff. It's covenant stuff. That's the kingdom. It's the vision of the kingdom of heaven on earth. This is what we're working towards. Isaiah chapter 11, 9 and 10. They shall not hurt or destroy. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire. His resting place shall be glorious. the kingdom on earth. Knowledge of God is much more than signing on to a particular belief system. And it's more than going to heaven when you die. It's a complete transformation, a transforming relationship. For years, we have been pitching the gospel on the basis of selling eternal life, a sales incentive. We've been selling it under the line, buy this religion and get eternal life, absolutely free, nothing down, no interest due until, well, heck, never. But what is eternal life? To know God and to know his Messiah. Knowing God is intersecting with God and experiencing God and living with God. A theologian might make a career out of understanding God and talking about God, but the man who goes down to the local charity and serves up soup to the homeless and feels the joy of the mitzvah of connecting with God, or writes a check to cover the mortgage of a needy family, or whatever the mitzvah might be, whatever the commandment, that man experiences God. Because through him, God's will is done on earth. That man has experienced God. He has known God. And it's not about merely believing in God. As James says in James chapter 2, you have faith, I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? So I'm trying to define the goal better and the mission better. I'm trying to get a better handle on exactly what our message is as we discuss this question, what about evangelism? The goal is that the whole world will know God, that we will all confess the Shema, God is one. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And these commandments are to be upon your heart. It's the promise of the new covenant. God says, I will write my Torah on your heart. You shall love your fellow man as yourself. This is the knowledge of God, the knowledge of the Father through the Son, that we might all be reckoned as sons and daughters. And the knowledge of God fills the earth and covers the earth. That is the advancement of the kingdom of heaven on earth, and the essential meaning, the essential message of the gospel. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is now.
The light it shines is the Torah. The lamp is the mitzvah. The light it shines is the Torah. The lamp is the mitzvah. The light it shines is the Torah.